The mosques are our barracks, the domes are helmets, the minarets are bayonets, and the faithful are soldiers. This brought to you by yours truly, the Turkish President, Tayyip Erdogan. Now, recently I was watching a video of former FBI agent John Guandolo talking about the Islamic terror attacks in America that have taken place since September 11th, 2001. During his exposition on Islamic terror within American borders, he brought up the question as to what would you think if a foreign country established military bases here in America? Well, the fact of the matter is there are over 35 jihadi terror training camps right here in America. These groups are responsible for over 50 terrorist attacks on American soils, and yet no one is talking about this? Fox News broadcast this on February 16th of 2009.
It's a frightening thought. Islamic terrorist training camps right here in America in our backyards. The group Muslims of America, or Jamaat al-Fuqaha, as they're called in Pakistan, have established over 35 communities across the U.S. The group claims to be peaceful, but a videotape uncovered by the Christian Action Network shows that they can have a much more sinister side.
Folks, Muslims are establishing not only terror camps in America, but they're also establishing mosques in America, which, by the way, are the same thing. See, it's a sign of conquering, and as you know, out of their own mouths, the Muslims are not coming into America to assimilate. They are simply here in an attempt to dominate. Furthermore, this is what they are taught to do through the teachings of the Quran. It's the nature of Islam to dominate, not to be dominated, to impose its laws on all nations, and to extend its power to the entire planet. This was said by Hassan Al-Abana. Omar Ahmad, the founder of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, said, "Islam isn't an America to be equal to any other faith, but to become dominant. The Quran is the highest authority in America, and Islam is the only accepted religion on earth." Mustafa Carroll, care director of Houston, Texas, said that if we are practicing Muslims, we're above the law of the land. What's even more disturbing is that the number of mosques in the United States have jumped up to 74% since September 11th, 2001. The U.S. survey in 2011 counted a total of 2,106 as compared to 1,209 in the year 2000. As of 2016, there are as many as 3,000 mosques in America, with a total number of 3.3 million Muslims residing in this country. The slow siege, of course, Deuteronomy 28 verse 43, comes on the heels of the CIA-controlled media doing their lying best to sell Muslims on the heels of the homosexuals that are being used to help upend American sovereignty to the American people, not only as the victims, but also the advocators of a peaceful religion.
First of all, I find it absolutely astounding that a former assistant director of the FBI would say that Islam is a more violent religion than most other religions. If you look at
the victims? The religion of peace? Really? Folks, below are some verses taken directly from their book of peace called the Quran. "And slay them whenever you come upon them, and expel them from where they expelled you. Persecution is more grievous than slaying, but fight them not by the holy mosque and tell that they should fight you there. Then if they fight you, slay them. Such is the recompense of unbelievers. Let not the believers take unbelievers for friends, rather than the believers. For whoso does that belongs not to God in anything, unless you have a fear of them. God warns you that you beware of them, and unto God is the homecoming."
Shut the Quran commands that you disavow and make hatred and enmity between democracy, between nationalism, between secularism.
Whosoever desires another religion than Islam, it shall not be accepted of him. In the next world, he shall be among the losers. This is the recompense of those who fight against God and his messenger and hasten. At a meeting of the Council of Safety in Lebanon, Connecticut, near the close of 1776, when the prospects of our success to establish America as an independent nation looked dark, two members of the council were invited to the home of Mr. and Mrs. William Williams. Their names were Benjamin Huntington and William Hillhouse. The conversation turned upon the gloomy outlook. However, Mr. Hillhouse expressed hope and confidence. Mr. Williams stated, "If we fail, I know what my fate will be. I have done so much to prosecute the war, and one thing I have done which the British will never pardon, I have signed the Declaration of Independence, I shall be hanged." Mr. Hillhouse replied, "Well, if we fail, I shall be exempt from the gallows, for my name is not attached to the Declaration, nor have I ever written against the British government." "Then, sir," said Mr. Williams, "that's why you should be hanged."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Do you guys remember, just a question, do you guys remember a Gulf of Tonkin incident? You guys all remember that? Where Johnson came about and basically accused the Vietnamese of attacking one of our ships, only to find out after the war, after 58,121 of our boys were murdered, at the expense of what they call themselves the elites or the globalists. Do you remember that history teaches us that it was actually our government, right? What we tolerate them to do, our said representatives, that actually induced that war or incited that war or provoked that war. Did you know that? Yeah, we all know that. But we're always sold the opposite, right? We're always sold the opposite of the truth. We're always told by our government who somehow or another there's people out there that are still allowing them to tell them who the bad guys are and who the good guys are. You still haven't learned yet. Now, that's called them using you for war and how easily the sheeple are led in this country to their everlasting shame. I'm saying this for the very reason, people, that we need to understand that as to what's going on in this country right now, is the ones playing the problem solvers. If you learn from history at all, you need to understand the problem solvers are the ones that created the very problems in the first place. Do you guys all remember after September 11th, we were told that the Muslims attacked? And before we know it, General Wesley Clark comes out and tells us after the fact, we don't know who to attack. But wait a second. We had the fastest FBI investigation ever known to mankind since the inception of, the beginning of time. One day later, we knew who all the bad guys were. Oh, by the way, many of them are alive today. Many of them have no idea why they were being used whatsoever. Everything that we know now was a complete fraud concerning September 11th. General Wesley comes out and tells us we don't even know who to attack. Well, wait a second. You already told us, or at least you tried to cast into our minds as to who the bad guys were. And so now we're going to go attack Iraq. General Wesley Clark comes back after and says, well, why are we going to attack Iraq? Because we have a military in every country. We see that we want to take out, we can just go ahead and take them out. And then they forecasted seven countries that, by the way, they have up to this point attacked. So it's all pre-planned nonsense, Americans. And again, you need to understand that they made $35 billion. I wonder how that's working out for Cheney right now, by the way. Halliburton made $34.5 billion off of stealing the Iraqi oil, which had nothing to do whatsoever. Don't ask me. Ask the one that sold you the war in the first place concerning George Bush. You said, oh, we thought that there was weapons of mass destruction. Millions of people were murdered in the process to steal away from their oil, only to find out that after that war, after they made gain of the use of our military men, who they call dumb, stupid animals, only to be used as pawns in foreign policy. That's exactly what they've been doing since the beginning of time. Case in point, friends, 92% of the time that we have been a country, did you know that 92% of the time that we have been a country, we've been at war. Establishing military bases all over the world. I can't find that in the Constitution. Who's creating those wars? The ones that you're listening to today. You know, it's interesting. September 10th, we were told Charlie Kirk has been assassinated. I played some information yesterday as to why nobody believes that it even happened. It was a total psyop, said Catherine Austin Fitz. And before you know it, we see how much of a liar the FBI is in Cash Patel. That joke is on you, Americans. And now somehow or another incident takes place, and then the American people get behind Cash Patel because he's doing such a good job basically progging along the next agenda that they want to push forth, or the next crisis that they're responsible for creating. Hey, wait a second. What happened to the Epstein files? What happened to the alleged Charlie Kirk assassination? What happened to all that information, friends? How short the memories are of the American people. Go back to September 11th. You remember after September 11th, they started to implement all these agencies. And within 2 years, we found out that those agencies were already on the shelf waiting for an incident to take place so they could implement them. Is anybody paying attention to the fact that those agencies are being used against the American people? See, the American people are responsible for what's going on across the world because of what they tolerate in the people's White House and in the halls of government on so many different levels. Well, here's another one. Now we're being told, you know, Donald Trump, man, everybody's getting behind Donald. Still haven't had the release of the Epstein files. The guy that called forth a beautiful bill, which basically does away with currency, which is a violation of Article 10 of the Constitution, to bring about what? A digital system to rid themselves of cash so they can dictate every facet of your life. They forgot about that. They forgot about the fact that he was the man when it came to Operation Warp Speed. And how many people have been murdered or genocided since then? How short the memories of the American people. So now what do we see? We see, oh, he's now using another unconstitutional agency called ICE to go use the illegals as an excuse. By the way, the illegals that they themselves allured in. Do you see what I'm saying? They create the problem, and then they come around and they play the problem solver. Folks, when are you going to learn the lesson? The lesson is the ones playing the problem solvers are the ones that are creating the problems. If you put them in check where they're supposed to be, along with the criminal accomplices of the crime, namely the mainstream media, who has a long history of covering for the accomplices, read Jeremiah 11:9. When you put them in check and you hold them accountable to the laws that we're all held accountable to, I'll tell you what, things are going to begin to change, and all these crises, in all this warfare that we're under attack concerning the same two, I'm talking about corruption in government and the mainstream media once again. Those are the ones that are creating the problems that we have in this country. And until the people of this country hold them accountable for the crimes of what's going on in this country, it's going to continue on. I say it almost every day, but it's absolutely true. You can't make it up. You really can't. Here, I want to play something for you on the other side, and I'm just going to start rolling away at what's going on here, friends. Because what's going on here now is we have the people, again, celebrating the president and his criminal administration. They're an absolute group of scoundrels, allied themselves together, entertaining the people out of their freedoms. And what are they doing? Oh, man, look what he's doing. He's sending out ICE, and he's calling names to, you know, Ilhan Omar, and he's calling this guy a name, and they're entertained. They're like inquiring minds need to know. And that's all they expect. Just call them a name. Just make us feel a little bit better about it. Don't actually do your job. Don't actually uphold your oath that you swore to upkeep concerning the laws. and actually prosecuting those people that are committing the acts of treason. No, that's the furthest thing from their ignorant, evil minds. And that is a fact. We're going to come right back. I'm just going to start playing audio, video, line upon line, precept upon precept. And again, you can take it how you want to take it. But again, the ones playing the problem solvers are the ones creating the problems. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is R.W. Kruger. I've done sound, lighting, backline, and performed with Bradley Dean touring high schools across the country. How many times I've heard Bradley say things during these assemblies, and I thought it had nothing to do with what was happening during the time he was saying it. And now, 10 years later, it's exactly what we are dealing with. How does that work? Years of fighting the good fight with guidance from above. That is how he works. Support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. They are tested, tried, and true.
Signer of the Declaration of Independence, John Hancock, rightly stated, "Resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast and with the proper sense of your dependence on God. Nobly defend those rights which heaven gave, and no man ought to take from us."
BBSRadio.com.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If you want to check us out online, go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. That's who it is that we have been for the last 30 years in ministry. Born anew, John 3:3. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, social media platforms if you're listening to us by radio or our affiliates. Also check us out on BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com as well, top left side of that page. If you want to call in, please do. Do not wait till the last minute. That number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I want to give you one more case in point. Now, you guys all know what's going on in the state of Minnesota, right? I've been on this guy since day one. Both Tim Walz, he's a pedophile. He's handpicked. He's installed by the CIA. He's the said governor that they tell the people of the state of Minnesota that the people re-vote him in again. And then I'm talking to a said conservative the other day, and he's telling me, you know, he's got a 50% approval rating. It's like, dude, are you kidding me? Or is that just the excuse that you continuously hide yourself behind as to why you don't do more than what you do concerning the treasonous acts of this said criminal? Article 3, Section 3. Well, Tim Walz, that's him. Right now he's running for a third term. He's being exposed at every given turn now. Okay, that's the mercy of God, as I continuously tell you. Read Luke 12:2. Keith Ellison, the same thing. I just seen our friend Walter Hudson, representative, out there on national airwaves, actually calling Keith Ellison out for who he is and what he's responsible for. It doesn't get any more blatantly obvious, folks. He's incriminated himself. He's implicated himself concerning his crimes. He was caught on a hot mic. Ilhan Omar is shooting her mouth off. She's making it worse for the Somalians than can be expected. Or should I say, if she used a little common sense, she would understand what she's doing. But then again, we understand who Ilhan Omar is. She is not a refugee who fled from an oppressive government. No, from Somalia. Nope, she fled the Somalians that her father, who was the government during that particular time, a military head, where the Ilhan Omar family was actually fleeing justice from their own people. That's why in Minnesota here, the Somalian community, by the way, hate her guts, because they understand that she's using them as political leverage to get back at Whitey. That's me and you. No joke. She said it. I didn't say it. Okay. I'm still waiting for one of these guys to come get me. Come get me for something I'm not telling you. That's the truth. No, they know it's the truth. That's why they want to just put me out of sight and out of mind. Oh, and P.S., friends, they're censoring more talking heads that are telling you the truth. Just wanted to let you know. And you're allowing them to do it. The federal government and the state governments have no business doing it, which goes full circle back to the point I'm going to make next, which shows you that Ilhan Omar is a part of the program as well. Because if you look back and look at the mainstream media, look at all the attention they give her. Did you know that right now, concerning what's going on with Tim Walz and this billion-dollar fraud, and Keith Ellison and Ilhan Omar and others, did you know that the national media right now is actually censoring or omitting this information from the national population? Did you also know that in the local outlets here in the state of Minnesota, they're actually trying to defend them concerning them their crimes committed against themselves? You can't make it up. That is the very definition, the pure definition of a useful idiot right there. They're trying to defend him in his crimes. Okay. Now again, I just want to make the point. I've made it several times, and I want to make the point again that, folks, that's all that's going on here. Is the fact that the ones that are playing the problem solvers are the ones who created the problems. You're not seeing the federal government go after Tim Walz. You're not seeing the federal government go after Keith Ellison. You're not seeing the federal government go after Ilhan Omar or the other Muslims throughout the United States of America. They're using them as a political battering ram to garner more control over the people. You know what a good cop is, friends? A good cop is one that understands the mind of a criminal. And the only way that you're ever going to understand that is when you know the law of God. Okay? And I am telling you right now, they're all on the same team. They just got different uniforms on. It's a uniparty system. When you look at what's going on, and we've known it for a long time in the United States here, especially in the state of Minnesota concerning this fraud right now, Tim Walz has been committing the act of treason for a long time. The federal government's known about it. They've done nothing. There's still no prosecution. There's still no impeachment. There's still no, again, going back to prosecution, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Folks, they're using them and the communists to do the very things that they're doing right now. Because, in fact, under judgment, what we're seeing is that we're being sold out to our enemies. But for the American people to stand up, I want to say this. It's better for you to stand up now and put a stop to this by holding the corrupt accountable for their crimes rather than losing your country, have your wives raped, have your children raped, have your coffers completely spoiled like what we're seeing in the state of Minnesota. It's better that you learn the lesson before it takes place than after. And the way that you can learn that lesson right now is just simply look to Europe. Because the very ones that they are massively in protest standing up and demanding their representatives to get them out of their country, guess where they're going? What they're deporting, the American people are opening their arms to. Just think about that. Here, let me prove the point. So here's a guy right here. His name is Mayor Jacob Frey. He is a sick. He is a reprobate. He's abandoned to his sin from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. You know, they basically gave you the option of Jacob Frey, okay, or Mr. Fattah. who's another Muslim who wants to play the man in an undisciplined fashion. He's another Somalian who's been busted stealing money from the people of the state of Minnesota and then funneling it into voter fraud concerning his campaign. And he was busted doing it. Is he in jail yet? Nope, he's not in jail. Is he being held accountable? Nope, he's not being held accountable. Oh, and speaking about this Feed the Children fraud, the $250 million fraud that's been taking place that Keith Ellison was on a hot mic exposing himself on, implicating himself on concerning overseeing the operation. Listen, folks, what's crazy about it, 77 of the 78 that have been prosecuted to this point that are behind bars right now in jail or prison, I should say, they're Somalians. And what I want you to see here, and I want you to hear here, is Mayor Jacob Frey, after he wins over a criminal, these are the two that were given to the people once again, outside of the other options that nobody heard about because the mainstream media didn't make them known because they didn't want to make them known because they didn't want you to actually pick from a legitimate contender. Well, this criminal right here, and let me tell you, he is a criminal. His name is Mayor Jacob Frey. He's just as guilty as the rest of them. He wins, and once he wins, he gives his victory speech in Arabic to the Somalian community. So what's the difference? See, this is what the people in Minnesota are putting up with. But I also want to say this. Go back to the voter fraud. I need to reiterate this point, friends, because you need to get this in your head. Don't sit back and listen to other ignorant people talk about how the American people are voting these people in because the people are not voting them in. Maybe I need to do a whole show on this again. But I have enough information by name concerning those that have been prosecuted for voter fraud just in the state of Minnesota to put a stop to people's mouths if they're willing to listen to the truth of the matter. They're not being voted in. They are being installed by the CIA to do what it is that they're doing. Again, prove me otherwise. 281-845-4704. Let's go back to Mayor Jacob Frey. I just got done telling you that 77 of the 78 that have been prosecuted for this fraud have been Somalians. See, what's happening, friends, is these guys are profiting off the Somalians. Ilhan Omar is profiting off the Somalians in their crime. So is Tim Walz. He oversaw the operation. The DHS, the good guys in that organization, if you want to call them that, just stood up and said there's 400 of them that all accused Tim Walz of all the well knowing what he was doing. Even going so far is to basically stonewall or to threaten anybody that exposed the fraud that he was actually implementing in the state of Minnesota. But he's still free. And the cameras are up to his face and he's talking back against the people again. This is what communists do. Folks, let me say this again, and I want you to listen to me carefully. He needs to be hung. He's committed the act of treason. He needs to be publicly hung for his crime. And until the American people start getting it right and understanding the consequence of a crime, these people are encouraged to do the things that they do against you. Listen to me again. He needs to be held accountable for the act of treason. And the consequence is to be hung or to be put to death for his crime. He's under over 60 open investigations. 60. And he's going to do it again. Now he's running for a third term, and so is Keith Ellison. Go back to Mayor Frey. Isn't it interesting? He said, even knowing all the information and all this this information that's been divulged unto us, the Somalia community has benefited Minneapolis in a really beautiful way. See, what you're dealing with is you're dealing with communists, you're dealing with defiant individuals that are being protected by these organizations, these alpha organizations that have actually installed them into the positions that they are. That's why nothing's ever done. Until the American people stand up like they are in other countries, them people are starting to set the record straight. Wouldn't it be wisdom and prudence on our part to set the record straight now so it doesn't happen again to our children? Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, and you said, Bradley, did you just say he needs to be hung? Let me reiterate it for the third time, fourth time. Yes. He needs to be publicly hung, and let it be known throughout the country he needs to be hung for his treasonous crimes against the people.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. This proposed by Benjamin Franklin for the motto of the Great Seal of the United States. You say, what Great Seal? Well, Jefferson's edit of Franklin's design was recommended by the first committee for the reverse side of the Great Seal. Pharaoh sitting in an open chariot, a crown on his head and a sword in his hand, passing through the divided waters of the Red Sea in pursuit of the Israelites. Rays from a pillar of fire in the cloud, expressive of the divine presence and command, beaming on Moses who stands on the shore and extending his hand over the sea, causes it to overwhelm Pharaoh. Motto, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Bill Pacey from Michigan. As a believer, I'm in constant battle to stay true to God's word instead of compromising to please the spirits that have infiltrated many churches today. That's why I turn to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. They challenge me to stay anchored in God's word while standing firm on the principles our nation was founded on. Tune in Monday through Saturday at 2 o'clock p.m. Central for Biblical Truths. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Yep. You know, it's interesting, too, and then they interview governors throughout the United States of America that are as guilty as Tim Walz, and then they just kind of shrug it off like it's somebody else's problem. But if you pull the curtain back, you're going to see that they're all working for the same people. If you're just joining us, I'm talking about the ones playing the problem solvers are the ones that created the problems. If you look at dictators of the past, it's exactly what they did. And I've given you a quote, and I'll give it to you again. And this was some time ago, but I was talking about terror, the writing that's on the wall, how governments use attacks to their advantage. They're the ones responsible for creating the attacks. Condoleezza Rice said of Joseph Stalin, the Red Terror, the system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. It is not difficult to understand what in fact is going on here. Now, I just highlighted the fact that this criminal, Mr. Frey, He is the said mayor. The mayor of Minneapolis. Again, they sold to the people that the people revoted him in again. As he goes up and he plays to a small community, I want you to listen to me. Saul Alinsky said, "Cause the enemy, the people in this particular case, cause the enemy, cause the people of Minneapolis and Minnesota to believe that there's so many of these people that they have the power to overrun them." Who parrots that more than the mainstream media? Nobody does. Nobody does. They don't even have enough people to vote these people back into office, but that's what the mainstream media is telling you. Everybody's looking at Minnesota. Oh, you got the greatest Somalian population. Okay, great. They're all over the state, but I guarantee you there's 5.9 million of us. And we're told that there's 900,000 of them. That's not enough to get them voted in, friends, over the will of the people. And I'm talking about the 5.9 million people in the state that absolutely hate Tim Walz's guts. They hate his guts. They can't stand Keith Ellison. They couldn't stand Keith Ellison since the beginning. When he was in the 5th District, nobody could take him serious. No, listen, if you don't want to take him serious, I don't neither in one way. But on the other hand, you have to understand that these people are dangerous. Because they're dangerous to themselves. They must be reined in. They must be held accountable. The message by the 5.9 million people in the state of Minnesota must be, we are not going to tolerate that. We are going to teach you the fear of God, regardless if you like it or not. You said you'd uphold the law. You're doing the exact opposite. And you need to be held accountable for that. You're committing the act of treason against the people. Because the people in Minnesota didn't understand that he put his hand on a Quran, which runs antithetical to who we are as a people. Have you figured that much out yet, people? Do you understand why our forefathers fought them off? I mean, again, we have conservative talking heads today trying to figure out how is it that we basically call them, for what they are. Look what they're doing to us. And yet every time we say anything to them, they call us Islamophobic. They call us hater. They call us bigot. So what? The law's on your side. They're teaching you, as I said yesterday on yesterday's show, they're trying to teach you to hate the law that condemns their crime. That's it. Nothing difficult to understand about that. Hey, it's like friends in law enforcement. People call them pigs all the time. It doesn't bother them. They know what they're doing is right. And how many of these professors claim to be Christians that are called to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth, and yet they're good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men? And this is what the people listen to. They're cowards, man. America is filled with cowards. They just love to sing how great America is, and they love to say, God bless America. But when it comes to them and to do their part, oh, that's completely foreign to them. It's the entitlement attitude. That's what's destroying this country. Cowards. Hey, folks, remember what Davis said. He said that the republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it. Hello. Hello. All right. Well, Bradley's here spending himself again, warning the American people of what I've been trying to warn you of for 20 years, 25 years since I've been on the show. Yeah, I'm going to just tell you, folks, I'm not running from this. I'm running to this because I have a job to do. This is an opportunity given unto us by our Heavenly Father to prove who He is and to be strong on our behalf in the process. These people have no business being in the United States. Listen, if they got their religious garb on, they need to go. They're not here to assimilate. They're here to conquer. And if you haven't figured that one out here, let me just go ahead and let you listen to this real quick.
This is the land of Allah. And tomorrow, if you don't become Muslim, your children will be Muslim, inshallah. Allahu Akbar! Allah. And we will stand on this deen, and we're not selling out anything. And we're not going anywhere. Trump, you can go wherever you want. Islam is the future for America. Allahu Akbar!
Okay, so does it sound like they're here to assimilate, friends? Here, let me show you something else, and I'm going to go back to the entertainment platform, Fox, where they blurted the truth out again. But I want you to hear something I played yesterday, and let this sink down into your ears, friends, because this is where you're at today.
Candidate, Muslim candidates won elected office. 42, 76 ran, and 42 got elected. So while all eyes were on Mamdani in New York, the Muslims were able to sweep such victories for the first time in American history across at least 9 states, occupying positions from school board members. 6 school members won election, 6 mayors won election, 20 state legislatures. Legislators, councilmen, etc. I mean, sorry, 4 state legislatures, 20 councilmen, etc. And 2 judges. And we still have 3 elections pending because they are doing recount or something like that. So this is a massive victory that actually CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, is celebrating.
Listen to this guy.
Can you help me as I argue this point to the masses that I have my issues with Islam as a religion?
Here, let me tell you this, and then you'll understand real quick. They mean to conquer your country, and they mean to behead you and your families. Just ask them. Read the Quran.
But it's America, and I believe you can practice any religion you want.
There's the problem right there. Freedom of religion falls under the umbrella of the Christian faith, the Baptists, the Catholics, the Lutherans, so on and so forth. The Lord told us in Judges 5:8, if that you allow other gods to come into your country, there's going to be war. This is all by design. It's happening because of the ignorance of people like this.
How do I go about this without ostracizing every Muslim and somehow coming off as just that I hate Islam, in a way that we still have to warn the masses of what's really going on?
In other words, how do I circumvent my obligations? How do I actually tell the people, you know, I got to play these semantics is what he's saying, and I don't want to call it for what it is because, I'm a coward, and I've got too much to lose. And I don't want to have to say it the way it is, because what I need to do is keep adding strength to tyranny, namely those that mean to censor me if I say certain words, as if to suggest that's unlawful, when in fact the people that are trying to dictate him, they're the ones that are being subversive to government. This is the problem, America. Look at these cowards. How do I say it in a nice way?
How do you balance those two things?
Look, we're talking about people who want to transform our society.
Right.
We have no problem with Muslims who want to come in and assimilate and blend into our culture. I mean, look at Zohti Jasser, for example, from Arizona. There are plenty of Muslims that I know and I work with. And we have had Islamic immigration to this country all the way up until 2001 and on 9/11. But of course, it doubled and tripled since then. But we had Islamic immigration all the way up until the attacks of 9/11. Nobody tried to do what they're trying to do now. Right now, we are seeing this movement as a part of a plan. And when you look at
part of a plan, and how many times have I told you the Zionists have said that the Muslims are going to be used as the political battering ram to sweep away their opposition? That's who Donald Trump serves, for those that aren't paying attention. This is what history teaches us. The Muslims are being used as mercenaries to kill off their political opposition. What are they talking about? Destroying America. Killing the infidel. White man's the problem. Just ask them. Ask CARE. And that is if they got the ability to do so, because many of their CEOs are in prison for acts of terrorism. But somehow or another, the media is right there to put the microphone right up to their mouth and the cameras right up to their face every time they want a whine about the white man. Well, where's all that coming from? Well, who's goyim? Who's dictating this, friends? Who's propping these people up to stay in position? That's what people aren't thinking about. This is all created to bring about domestic insurrection. If it wasn't, those governors would have been held accountable for treason the first day Mr. Make America Great Again was in office. But he's not done that. Nope, he's done just the exact opposite. I shared with you that Tom Fitton highlighted the fact that Donald Trump gave 3 times more than Barack Obama when it came to Muslim organizations in America. He was telling the people what they wanted to hear, but behind closed doors, he was working against the people that were supporting him. That's what you do. That's what a dictator does. That's what a Judas does, Luke 22:48. Let's listen to the rest of this, and I'm going to play some more on the other side of this hard break coming up.
Islamic candidates who won already elected office, like Ilhan Omar, like Rashida Tlaib. I mean, do we really want 50 Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar in Congress?
No.
It's not about their religion. It's about their loyalty to the United States of America and their identification with America first.
Which has everything to do with their religion. You're not going to get away from that.
First, when you immigrate to this country, you become an American. And when you pledge allegiance to the United States, when you become a naturalized citizen, like I did, I came to the United States in 1989. I became naturalized in 1994. When I pledged my oath of loyalty to the United States, forsaking all other countries or other nationality to become a loyal citizen of the United States, putting America first. And this is exactly what new citizens pledge, not what Ilhan Omar is doing representing Somalia or Rashida Tlaib putting a Palestinian flag in front of her office.
Yeah, talking about the takedown of America, but friends, the media is still giving those treasonous individuals all the airtime they need. You better understand the whole picture here, friends. The ones that are playing the problem solvers are the ones creating the problems. We'll be right back.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith, and it destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruptions, for the TV is with me. It's cable and it's remote control. They comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Now we can understand where Harry S. Truman got his understanding from when he said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul."
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
You know, I want to make clear that you all understand something. And I want to say this in general. The safest people in the will of God are the ones that are facing off with Goliath. I just want to make clear. The safest ones in the presence of the Lord are those that are fighting or in the midst of the battle, fighting the good fight of faith. They're not the bystanders. You can act like you're playing all safe that you want to, and that you're hidden under the shadow of the Almighty, and you're not doing anything for the kingdom of God that the Lord has commanded you. You better remember that it tells us clearly in Scripture. You can go ahead and say that you're His all day long, but He's going to look at you one day in Matthew 7, and He's going to say, "You that work iniquity, the love of many work is cold, and it waxeth cold because you're a worker of iniquity. You let the lawless do what they do." You don't do anything about it. Don't sit there and tell me about how the Lord's going to take care of you when you're not in His will. The safest place to be is in the will of God. Ask Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when the fourth man showed up. Ask Daniel when he was in the lion's den and he sent forth the angel of the Lord. Ask David, who said that the Lord is forever at His right hand and He shall not be moved. That He gave commandment to save him. That He was an enemy unto his enemy. Read the whole of chapter 18 in the book of Psalms. It's not being a bystander, friends, as to where you're going to be spared. It's when you're in the middle of the battle, where all honor lies. Not outside of that. Not outside of that. And I am sick of people talking about how they need to play it safe and how the Lord's with them or the Lord's withholding them. And I'm just being silent right now. I'm not saying anything when right now you should be talking the loudest and the most. And they have the audacity to call it Christianity. No, that's not. You're called to be the light. You're called to be him or her who reproves the works of workers of darkness. You're supposed to expose them. You're supposed to hold them accountable. And I'll tell you what, many of you people that profess to be Christians, you need to change your uniforms because you're not one of us. I can tell you that right now. You're a pretender. You're a counterfeit. Matthew 23, verse 3. I want to show you this. If you're listening to us through the affiliates, it's a video, and I want you to hear this, and then I'll go ahead and present it to you after the video plays.
Girl was walking home from school, walked into her house, and look who follows right behind her, walking up to someone's front door, opening the door.
Do you see that your enemy, you professors that do nothing,
Somali with no job,
do you see how your inaction and your apathy is encouraging these people literally to go walk up to somebody's front door and open the door, following someone's little 12-year-old girl? It's a Somalian? No, friends. No. Hey, all you bad guys that are giving weight and trying to give them advantage concerning what's going on in the country, you have no idea that there's people such as myself that are not going to sit back and play this game with you. Because he does not have the right to come in here and to make a prey of our kids. You go ahead and do that in UK with all those effeminate pansies. You go ahead and do that. You're not doing that here. Oh, that's right. They finally have awakened to who you are and what it is that you mean to do. And see, now they're encouraged by the spineless in America to come here, to walk up to somebody's door following this man's little 12-year-old girl to open the front door of his or her house. Okay. That's going to be very short-lived to Bradley that was there. I can tell you that right now. I want to say it again, and I will put it from the mountaintop. And folks, this is the voice that your enemy within that claims to be on your side does not want you to hear. I am not going to stand down in the face of what's going on. Absolutely not. I am a law abider. I'm first a preacher first and foremost. I wouldn't hurt a fly, but I will defend. I can tell you that right now. I will defend my own. I will look out for my brother because I am my brother's keeper. I will do that. I don't care what the corrupt courts say. I don't care what they do with me. I'm going to give an account before a just and a holy God for what I do and for what I don't do. And I'm going to do the right thing before him according to his law and his statutes, regardless if corrupt, fallen, carnal man wants to go for it or not. It doesn't matter to me. I am not going to put up with this. No way. I want to show you some more here, friends. This is the categorized platform, Fox News. You know, entertainment, that's how they're categorized for those that didn't know. I want you to listen to this. They blurted the truth out in their confusion when they told you that these Iranian nationals are arrested by ICE on Sunday. I want you to check this out just so you can understand that they're not playing. Americans, why are you pretending?
About our safety here at home in the wake of the strikes on Iran's nuclear sites. Breaking news today. Immigration and Customs agents announced they have arrested 15 illegal Iranian immigrants since Sunday. One of them admitted to ties to Hezbollah in Lebanon. A law enforcement source told Fox News the FBI is closely watching for any Iranian-backed sleeper agents in the wake of Operation Midnight Hammer. During the Biden administration, border agents arrested more than 1,500 Iranians.
Don't let these numbers put you to sleep, neither, friends, because I believe, again, you can go ahead and write this down. I believe what they're doing is they're using these illegals as an excuse to test the people, because it should be the militia that's called up right now in dealing and suppressing insurrection, not an unconstitutional alpha organization called ICE. They're sweeping away the state sovereignty. That's what people aren't paying attention to right now. People are excited that, listen, ICE is coming in and they're taking them away. Wait a second. Where are you hearing that from? You're hearing that from the mainstream media. Until these people that allured them in are brought to justice for treason, friends, I'm telling you right now, don't lay your head back down on that pillow. That's not the time. Now is not the time to do that, because they're manufacturing this. They're fabricating this to put the people back to sleep. We already know who this is aimed at. Just ask the DHS. The domestic terrorists aren't the Muslims, friends. They're Americans. 72 definitions of them. Let me go on here.
Illegally at our southern border. They let nearly half of them go. President Trump on that this morning.
Biden let a lot of super subs, and Biden was an incompetent president.
Okay, so what he's doing here is Trump is just merely calling Biden names again. Well, listen, if Biden's guilty of what you said he's guilty of, then why haven't you brought him to justice? That's all you, folks, you have to go no further than that. Just to show you that they're on the same team. Just so you understand that this is a uniparty system. This is all they do. This uniparty system is blame each other as the American people are stripped of their God-given rights. And I want to tell you something, Americans. The only way that your rights are going anywhere is if you forfeit them. Because all of this is nothing but a bunch of lies is all it is. He can, folks, why are people appeased when Donald Trump calls people names, namely those that are guilty of treason? I'll tell you, if Donald Trump was to stand up and actually bring these people to justice, I'll stand right next to him. But I'll tell you what, in the process of standing right next to him, I'd also, as a faithful witness as unto the Lord, turn and rebuke him for the other stuff that he's guilty of. Most people would sit down there and kiss his feet. Nope, not this boy. There's only one set of feet that I will ever kiss. And it's not his. I can tell you that right now. Let me show you as well what's going on here, because, folks, the imams are now bragging in the United States of America that they're buying up churches. Listen to this.
3 churches so far, converted them to masjids. And now we have one we are buying with a school to make it, because we have to serve the same people.
They're not here to assimilate, friends. You understand that. They're here to conquer the country.
Part of that community, one day they will be Muslims. So we'll...
And don't listen to that nonsense, how everybody's going to be Muslims. They're just trying to get you to understand. They're trying to get you to believe that you're a defeated foe. I'm here to tell you just the exact opposite. And I don't care if it was me standing up against the Muslim world. Just like John Knox said, one man with the Lord is always in the majority. These people need to get the record set again and set it straight quick. And I'm talking about setting the record straight by the only ones that can set it straight. And that's you, Americans.
Make it into a masjid and an Islamic school for our children and their children, inshallah. 100 years ago, they invaded the Muslim world and they built missionary schools and destroyed Islamic schools and masjids. Today, we bring the favor back, turn their churches into masjids and their schools into Islamic schools. Bring the light of Islam to here. We're able to buy ready-to-go institutions that have been there for a long time, but they emptied out. And now it is time to be filled with Muslims.
Okay, so you're, I don't need to keep reiterating this, folks. They're telling you all of this in America. Now, again, let me put up Ilhan Omar really quick because I want you to listen carefully because she's talking the same language as Pam Bondi. Again, they may have different uniforms on, but they're on the same team. I want you to listen to this really quick, and I'm going to segue this for tomorrow's show.
So we know where the guns are. We can know when they go into the and we can actually start a buyback program. I know that's
okay, so you have Ilhan Omar here talking about how we need to do a buyback program concerning the guns.
So one of the things
okay, so she's not being deterred by none of this, friends, and it doesn't look like she's worried about anything. And the reason she is not bothered by anything because she already knows the games that are being played. America, under God, you better put the fear of God in your enemies while you still have the opportunity to do so. And I say that for your kids' sake. Love you about what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.